Welcome to Cashflow Positive. I'm your host, Kenny Bedwell, founder of SCR Insights, one of the leading data platforms in the industry. Through using data and analytics, I've been able to replace my W-2 with cash flow from my successful short-term rentals. And my goal is to help you achieve the same freedom and success. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just a novice looking to make your mark, Cashflow Positive is your go-to resource for unlocking the full potential of your property portfolio.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Cashflow Positive. I'm your host, Kenny Bedwell, and I'm going to be talking about your biggest mistake you make when you scale in the short-term rental industry. So as you acquire more and more properties, you got more problems. More properties, more problems, right? Maybe. Yes, you do have more problems. And it all stems from an inability, frankly, to properly get the right systems and processes in place to scale appropriately. The reality is a lot of people make this mistake where they change doors for revenue, meaning that it's all about quantity and not about quality. And you can take on a bunch of doors, but you're going to be trading your time. So if you're trying to have more time freedom, which is why a lot of people do this, you're taking that away by taking on the wrong type of property. So number one, let's focus on quality instead of just quantity, okay? But even though you're scaling with quality, which most of us are like, yes, that's what we want, Kenny, we still make common mistakes, meaning that we don't have the right systems in place to handle situations. It's very custom or one-offs for different properties in different locations. Because the reality is in today's market, we're most likely going to be scaling and we're going to have properties in different markets. So number one, I would encourage you to really sit down and start honing in your processes. It all stems from working with a good team. So if you don't have a good cleaner, if you don't have a good handyman, or you're doing a lot of like manual texting back and forth, I have this issue on my properties. It's a time suck and it's obviously killing scalability, meaning I could have taken that time, the opportunity cost, right? The cost of what I could be doing with that same amount of time to grow my business or improve my business. And so there's a little bit of an investment in place, but your biggest mistake when you scale is not creating the right systems and processes. Okay. So that's what we're going to be talking about today in detail. And while we talk about these things, I'm going to be diving into how we can avoid the pitfalls of these one-off mistakes or one-off or ad hoc or whatever you want to call it, issues or things when stuff breaks down or when you have to deal with guest issues or questions. How do you handle it? Is it systematized? Can it be automated? Because the last thing you want to do is build yourself a job. You want to build yourself a business. So how do we do that? Let's dive into it. So I've got a couple different solutions that we have to master in order to scale. So number one, one of the biggest things that we need, which a lot of people, these first two are actually pretty common, and frankly, you probably already have them, which is great, but you need to master them. You don't need to just have them, you need to master them. So number one, property management software, or what we're going to refer to as PMS. So PMS, obviously software that you use to help you manage your properties. Maybe you use it for automated messaging or automated reviews or taking bookings or having a direct booking site and managing that, or cross up, making updates to your listing and sending that out. If you don't have some sort of software, even at one property, you need to get it, okay? Because it's going to save you time and it's going to help you grow. If you have any intentions to have more properties in this space, now, if you don't, then this probably isn't the episode for you. And I'd say hit the next button or the back button or something. But the reality is most of us listening to this do want more than one property, or we already have multiple properties. So having the right property management software is critical, and it all starts at the beginning. Because if you don't have a good foundation, a good base, you're going to run into scaling problems, right? So getting the right property management software that's easy for you to use, that has all the functionality or connectivity or integrations that you need, is going to be key. There's a lot out there. There's OwnerRes, there's Hostfully, there's Hospitable, there's Guesty, there's all these different ones. My three favorite are Hostfully, OwnerRes, and then, well, sorry, I put, personally use Hostfully, hospitable than OwnerRes. OwnerRes is extremely tedious, and I usually recommend people hire someone to use that. Hostly is probably the most easily user interface. They integrate with a lot of different softwares. Hospitable is actually really, really good. It's cheaper, but the functionality becomes limited after a while. And if you're really expecting to grow a portfolio of maybe more than five properties, Hospitable might not be the right fit for you in terms of, you know, the 10 or 20 or however many you're looking to do. So we want to be wise and start with the right software from the beginning. Okay. So we understand PMS, having that is important, and a lot of people do. I don't want to spend too much time on that one. The second one, I also don't want to spend too much time on, because you, if you're listening to this, you should be doing this one already too, if you have a property. If you don't, you know you're going to have to get some dynamic pricing software, right? We use Price Labs, or there's Beyond Pricing or Wheelhouse, or we hire revenue managers to do it for us. A lot of people I'm working with, even properties that I'm using, I have someone else do my pricing. Now, they're going to use a Price Lab or something else, but if you're not, so learn the software. If you're not going to learn the software, then you need to hire someone to do it, because there's some massive mistakes with under or overpricing, which I'm seeing a lot in these days. People overpricing. Oh, I should be making, you know, $200,000. Therefore, I need to be pricing. My ADR needs to be X and this. And it's like, seasonality and booking lead time really dictates what you should be doing and how you adjust your pricing to hit those revenue targets you're looking for. So pricing is key, but having the right software that allows you to be flexible and adjust based on demand and track that demand is really, really important. That's why I personally use Price Labs for all of my properties, but with my revenue managers, they use Price Lab. They use my Price Labs account. So using Price Labs is important and really beneficial, but make sure that you are doing and using some sort of pricing software, okay? Because it's just necessary in today's market. All right, those are some of the basics, but let's get into some of the ones that a lot of people typically don't have and don't think about, which can lead to scaling issues in their systems and process. So I want you to take a moment real quick. If you're driving the car, so I'm gonna ask you to close your eyes, but if you're driving the car listening to this, don't close your eyes. That's right. Or if you're walking somewhere, running somewhere, don't close your eyes. Just think about this for a moment. Imagine that you had 10 or 20 or 30 properties, okay, under your control, and you wanted to increase your bookings. What would you do for all of your properties? What would you do? Okay. When you think of it like that, you're like, well, holy crap. Like, each property is different. I'd have to like go in and change all their pricing, or maybe optimization, or all these other things. But the reality is, if you think of a business, right, a big business like a hotel chain or restaurant chain or anything with like multiples of a particular unit, what do they do to increase business? They market, right? How do they market? They send emails out. They might run ads. They might do other things. And so as you scale, you have to understand that you have to market, okay? And one of those ways in marketing, and for any business, and I learned this myself with STR Insights, is the person who has the most marketing contacts has a lot of power and control, all right? It's more expensive to acquire a new customer than it is to continue with an existing customer. So for example, in the short-term rental industry, what I mean by this, it's a lot more expensive to try and go out and attract people to your place than it takes someone who had a five-star stay and get them to book again in the future, all right? People are creatures of habit, especially in a lot of these markets, vacation markets, meaning that a lot of people, they might travel around, but the majority of people are gonna go back to the same place, the same week, every single year. We all know those people. We maybe even do that ourselves. My family loves Destin. We go to Destin every single wintertime. Without fail, we're gonna go to Destin again. Like, we love that area. We know that area. We got our restaurants down. We got everything down. Like, that's our go-to, right? Everybody's got that for somewhere. They got that go-to area they know and they love, and they go there consistently. So those are the people that we really, really need to keep in our funnel, right? So as we're scaling, we're actually building, we need to be building out a marketing funnel. But you cannot do that if you just let people come and go, and you don't collect any of their information, you don't learn anything about them, and you're not keeping them in your funnel in your environment, right? Because they might go, well, hey, I'm going back to this place. I'm just going to go back to Airbnb. And sure, I love that place, but maybe there's something else. Whereas if you stay top of mind, meaning email marketing, or I'm not a big text message person for this, but you could do text messages or even Facebook ads. You could stay at top of mind through social media or even just like Facebook pages or Instagram or whatever, and having them follow you. If you stay top of mind and stay relevant, there's a high probability that they're going to come back and stay at your place again. So with that in mind, one of the mistakes that you're probably not making, or you are making, is, are you actually collecting email addresses? Are you using something like StayFi in building that list? If you just got started, you're probably not thinking like that, because you're like, well, I don't need to worry about that right now. But by the time you actually want to worry about it, that's when you're like, crap, I got to build a list. And it takes time to build a list. So worry about that marketing now and start building your list. It will pay off in the future, I promise you. I started building some of those for my properties like 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And I literally have thousands of names and emails that have come in. And I use that for lookalike audiences running Facebook ads and for running lead magnets to my properties in specific locations. And I leverage that for other properties too, for the newer ones. And that's the beauty of it. So start it now. Start thinking like that now. You're building a business and you need to market. What's your strategy besides throw it up on Airbnb and make it cool? That's not just one. That's not the only thing you can do. Okay. Number four, system. So we call it SOPs. So standard operating procedures. Okay. So when a certain crisis happens at your property, what do you do? If you were to, I'm trying to come up with another analogy. Maybe someone could recommend a better analogy for this. This is a little extreme. If you were to get hit by a bus tomorrow, how would somebody who has very little experience about running your property be able to come in and actually run your property and keep it going? Or like a family member, maybe a spouse or somebody else who has no experience with your property at all. They're going to keep the property and run it as a short-term rental. How are they supposed to actually keep it up and going? So procedures or processes written out of, you know, if this happens, call this person, or, you know, if these things happen, do X, Y, and Z. You know, if there's an emergency leak, then, you know, we call this plumber or whatever. Like, we've got the list. It's not just emergency list of contacts. It's if these certain circumstances happen, do X, Y, and Z. Now, as you scale, okay, like 10 properties, 10 plus properties, you're going to actually build your team out and have to have employees. And if you don't have those things written out, or even a base for those things, it's going to be really hard. It's going to be, as it comes up, the person's going to be calling you and you're going to be doing the same thing, showing them how to do it. Whereas, like, as you're going through the process of doing something and solving crises or problems or just anything at all, what happens when the propane runs out at the property for the grill and the guest needs something? Is there a spare? Do they have to go to Walmart? Like, what's the deal here? How's the process? Who's going to take care of that? Having that person lined up and then having it documented so somebody can come in and actually just go, oh, well, propane ran out. Okay, then I need to call Jimmy, you know? He's a quality control guy. He'll go take care of it, you know? And you don't have to be involved in the process. Don't create yourself another job. Don't do it, okay? So standard operating procedures, have them written out. I probably have like 15, okay? One on pricing, one on marketing, one on listing optimization, one on communication, guest communication, how we respond to different inquiries, questions, you know, a lot of it's with guest communication. And you'll notice as you do that, it becomes a lot easier to bring on a team, like people, right? Even VAs. If you have VAs, you have to do this, right? So bring on these people, but have SOPs in place so you can do this. And you got to do this with any business. So it's a great business lesson to take on. Have those in place and have that out. Fifth and final one that you need in place for your systems and processes overall that we've been talking about. And I'm going to go ahead and say 90% of you do not do this. Okay. You need QuickBooks and some sort of accounting software to track month over month performance, not just year over year, not just for your taxes, but actual month over month performance. I cannot tell you how many times when people come to me and they're like, Kenny, I'm not getting the bookings I was expecting. And I'm like, well, let me look at your revenue. And it takes them days or hours to figure out what their actual monthly revenue is and how they're actually performing. And it's like, I can't tell you if you're on pace or off pace, like what's going on. Like, I got to look at the market and see how the market's doing and then look at your property. And a lot of times you're just underperforming. And it's either your pricing. We already did this. We already played this game. It's either your pricing, your listing, or your amenities. There's all they have. If you haven't listened to those episodes, go back and listen to those. Those are key. Those are critical towards having success. But the reality is, if you're not tracking your actual monthly performance with using QuickBooks or some other accounting software, not just for taxes, you don't truly know how well you're doing or how poorly you're doing. And when you are losing money or paying money out of pocket, you're like, well, hold on, why am I losing money here? It's too late. You've already lost a lot of money. You can be catching these things in the moment if you're tracking it. That's why I do monthly P&Ls. I do it for all my businesses. I have these people that run this crap for me, and I can look over it and I can go, okay, this month versus last month, this month versus this month time last year, this quarter versus last quarter, how are we pacing? How is this going? Like, get the numbers. I call it my CEO dashboard. Got it for my properties. I got it for my businesses. I love to look at these things to see and know, should I be panicking? Should I improve certain things? Should I crank up the water pressure? Whatever it is, how am I actually doing? Okay. And if things are going great, which a lot of times they are, I'm like, well, awesome. Like, things are great. And it also helps me have a sense of where I am and how I'm progressing. Okay. This is where real business decisions can be made. And if you're expecting to grow a legitimate short-term rental business, you got to do these things. So do that. Take those tips. So remember, have the right property management software, use dynamic pricing, have that set up, or hire a revenue manager. Do your marketing and email tracking. Start it today. Have your SOPs in place, your processes, so somebody else could come in. God forbid you're hit by a bus. And then finally, QuickBooks and accounting software to track your monthly, month-over-month progress so you know exactly where you stand in your state. Those or how you avoid the most common mistakes when you scale. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I have a fantastic guest coming on for part two to talk about the right technology and the tech stack you need as you scale. So come to that episode. And guys, by the way, I would love it if you would leave me a 5-star review. Well, 5 stars. It gets me going. I check all the time. I'm like, yeah. Even if you remain anonymous or don't know who you are, I love the 5 stars in the commentary and even feedback about the episodes. So leave me a review. I appreciate that, whether you're on Spotify or iTunes, Apple. Love a review. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode.